Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This story was told by
Alain Cornet
at the Blue Elephant Theatre in June 2010.
Hello, good evening. My name is Eileen, and I'm from America. And this is relevant because I know in England there's a whole culture about traveling, and when you're young, you probably travel every summer, and it's quite normal to go to different countries. When you're an American, you travel once in your life. It's your junior year, and it's called the study abroad year. And it's about a semester long, so you get 3 months of time when you are in the rest of the world and you are exploring the world as a young adult. So this is a time that you have to be quite serious, but it's also a time that you're very, very excited. And on my study abroad semester, it was the junior year of university, I went to Ecuador. And I was there with a group of young Americans. We were all really excited to be in Ecuador. But we were going to be really responsible, and we weren't going to do anything stupid because we were young adults, and we were accorded this responsibility of being ambassadors from the United States of America. So that was us there being really sensible. Except there was this one girl on the program. Her name was Lucia Podlipny, and she had this really particular talent of making really stupid things sound really sensible and serious and above all honorable and grown up. So she just had this way of knowing exactly what to say. Like I remember one time our program director told us, now this this plant here is 20 times more potent than peyote. It's the local hallucinogen, and nobody should ever touch it except for the shamans who know exactly how to distill it for spiritual experiences. And out of all of that, what Lucia heard was, spiritual experiences? Which she looked over at me and kind of like nodded and wagged her eye. So that was the only time I've ever gone blind was that day. And another time I remember there was a night when a friend had gotten mugged in the streets. There was this the neighborhood where we were staying in Quito was called the Mariscal, technically, but locally and colloquially it was called Gringolandia, and that was because all the gringos had their kind of hotels, and then everybody else kind of like had an entire thriving business of sucking off of the tourists who were there. And so my friend had gotten mugged in Gringolandia, and she came back and she was really, really sad. My friend Sarah, she was like, oh, you know, and I lost all my money and my passport was there, and I can't even get a Coke around here. And Lucia looked at me and said, we should get Sarah a Coke. It was 4 a.m. in the streets of Quito, and she wanted me to go outside and ask for Coke, which I did. And I got the completely predictable response, which was, te vende media libre, I'll sell you half a pound, and that freaked me out a little bit. And then I was like, no, I'll change my tactic. I'll ask for cola. Let's do that. But cola is obviously a colloquial for tail or ass, so we just got sent to the next block over. It was always happening with Lucia. So it was kind of one of these things where a pattern had developed. And there was this one day when we all as a group decided that we were going to go to San Joaquin to experience the local tradition of the Toros del Pueblo. Now, I know in Spain there's a bullfight, and there's one toreador, and there's, you know, one bull, and then they fight, and the bull dies. That's not how it works in rural Ecuador. There in the Torres del Pueblo, you have about 50 bulls that are released at different times. None of them die because, you know, they've got to be used later on for whatever it is that bulls do. And there are about 150 drunk idiots standing inside the ring sharing this space with them. So we were there to watch the drunk idiots get rammed by bulls. That was going to be really, really exciting. And I was really excited because it seemed like the perfect place to hang out with Lucia. But she wasn't there that day. And I remember being really like, oh, man, okay, that's okay. I needed her. I needed her to get my courage up because she always had a way of making things that were really terrifying seem really sensible. But she wasn't there. And I remember I got there with my friends. I was with my friend Jeff. And we got to this big kind of stadium thing. And the thing had been erected in like a week. And it was three stories high, massive. And it was made out of like, sticks or twigs. It was like the Three Little Pigs. It was definitely like a stadium that the second pig built. That's what this was. It was like twigs all taped together on three levels. And we were supposed to climb to the top of these three levels. There were 10,000 people maybe in this stadium. And then there's this ring in the center. And I'm like, okay, if Lucia was here, she would say, what would she say? Cultural experience, bonding, ambassador for the United States. So I got my courage up to get onto the stadium and the thing didn't collapse, which was great. And I was there and I had a couple of drinks and I was just getting into it. I'm kind of relaxing when I hear flip-flop, flip-flop, and there is Lucia Podlivny in her flip-flops on this hot day with her beer, and she's like, hey, guys, and I was like, hey, you came, isn't this great, look at the bulls, look at those people running around, oh, they're great, and there's this guy with a microphone, you know, it's like a sporting event, this guy's up there, he's like, this is the bull that last year hit Juan Ayala's bull for 13 times, he hit one in the head, and then this is the other bull, Oscar Davila was hit four times by this bull, so you get the statistics on which bulls have hurt the most people, and this guy is like screaming in the microphone, and I can hardly hear over him, there's all these people screaming, and Lucia has got this expression on her face. And I'm like, Lucia, isn't this great? Look at those idiots down there. They're going to totally get hit by the bull. Isn't this amazing? And she's like, how come there's no women? I was like, because women aren't idiots. there's boys. There's, you know, it's not like it's not allowed. I'm sure it's allowed. Look at that kid's like 12, I'm sure. And she's like, I don't know, Eileen. That seems pretty sexist. And I was like, you're right. That's really sexist. We should have a cultural learning moment here. Like, we need to get in that ring. And she's like, that's right, Eileen, we need to get in that ring. And so we jump over the edge. We have to climb down the kind of two rickety staircases and we get down to the bottom level and then we like jump it over and we're in there and she's in flip-flops. I thankfully had shoes and mud is kind of going squelch, squelch, squelch. And there's like, you can't really see the bull because there's like 150 guys or boys and guys in between you and the bull. So you kind of like stand there and you feel a little bit protected because you've got this kind of like human wall. And then all of a sudden this human wall starts to like separate. Like, you feel like Moses or something parting the seas, and just people start to run and scream in different directions, and all of a sudden you see it. You see this massive bull charging right at you, and it's gonna kill you, and you're about to die in the name of feminism. Like, what the hell was I doing? So I turn around and, like, run as fast as I can, and there's these walls that you can kind of jump up on, and I kind of latch on, and I'm, like, way stronger than I normally am because I'm gonna die, and I think that's what happens to your body is you get stronger. And so I'm up there, and then the bull runs by and hits some other guy, and the whole team of medics has to come on and take him off, and then I kind of like, I'm shaking and I get down and I'm like, okay, how do I get out of here? But Lucia is there in her flip-flops, like, right, like, ready for round two, and I realize this is serious, like we've gotten into this thing for women everywhere. If we step out, we aren't stepping out for us, we're stepping out for womanity. Like, this is a problem, you know? So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna die, but that's okay, because we'll have made a point. I don't know what it is, but it'll have been good. So I'm standing there, and the most incredible thing happens at that moment. The man with the microphone, the sole sporting event announcer who all of the 10,000 people can hear, starts yelling into the microphone, gringas, locas, que hacen, es muy peligroso, salen inmediatamente, it's really dangerous, what are you doing, you crazy white bitches, is basically what he's saying. And I'm like, so relieved. I was like, yeah, This is culturally unacceptable here, and it's not my place to challenge the cultural norm. That would make me, an imperialist. So I got myself out of that ring as quickly as I could. And I realized that day that there's a very, very, very thin line between stupidity and bravery. And basically, if you're going to do something stupid, do it in the name of stupidity and not bravery. Because if you do it in the name of stupidity, you might look like a fool going into it, but then you can get out of it. Whereas if you do it in the name of bravery, when you try to get out of it, that's when you look like a twat.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
With audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.